Lazarus, our friend, is sleeping, and I go to wake him up from his sleep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today, as yesterday, we have two resurrection stories. Resurrection means to rise from the dead, because our Lord, who will die for our sins 2 weeks from today, will, on Easter Sunday morning, rise from the dead by his own power, because he is truly the Son of God. Now, it's a very long gospel today, and if you have a book, you can follow, and if you don't, well, then you have to try to think holy thoughts and to try to stand very still and be very respectful as our Lord's word is being sung by Father Lectoranda as he celebrates the Mass. St. John, you see, is telling the story, and it's a long story, about our Lord's good friend whose name was Lazarus. He used to love to go to Lazarus's house, which was right outside of the holy city, Jerusalem. He always felt safe there. And Lazarus's two sisters, who had never gotten married, one was Martha and one was Mary, would see to and take care of all of his needs, and they would listen to him respectfully, and they loved him, and they trusted him for everything. They were good, good friends. Well, Martha sends a letter to our Lord at the beginning of the story saying, "Lazarus, whom you love, your friend, he's sick. He's very sick. Come quickly." But our Lord doesn't. He waits 2 days. Why does he wait 2 days? Because he's going to work a great miracle, a great miracle that happens after we wait 2 days, from Good Friday to Easter Sunday, the resurrection. Lazarus will be raised from the dead. So he goes there, and everything is very sad. Everybody, all of their mutual friends are all sort of like at a wake or at a funeral. Everybody is standing around and is weeping, and they're very sad. And Martha's there, and Mary's there. And Martha says, "If you had been here, our Lord, I know that my brother would never have died, that you would have taken care of things." And when our Lord sees everybody's weeping, he starts crying too, because he's very sympathetic. He shows what we call sympathy or empathy with all of their sorrow. And he's moved too, because he's a man as well as God. He has a true human nature. But he's God. And he's going to do something to teach all of the people what's coming very shortly, that he will rise from the dead. And so he does. He goes up to the tomb, and he says, "Lazarus, come forth." And Martha, who's always very practical, says on the side, very respectfully, to our Lord, "Dear Lord," she says, "you know, he's been dead for 4 days, and he stinks, because a corpse starts to rot in the tomb, and after a short amount of time even, the body of a dead person gives off a very offensive odor." Of course, our Lord knew that because he's God. He knows all things. And even as a man, he would have known that. But it doesn't make any difference. He calls him forth. And then he comes forth. He's alive again. It's a miracle. How did that happen? He's God. He can do all things. And our Lord says to his friends, their mutual friends, he says, "Now, unbind him." You see, because when you got born or when you got buried, you got all bound up. Babies would be tied up in what's called swaddling clothes, and you'd be tied up actually very, very tight. I imagine it took longer than probably to change diapers, because you were all sort of all tied up, and you had to undo the whole of the baby to get the diaper to put a fresh one on. And when you died, you were all bound up too, your face, and you had a shroud on, and you couldn't move. Well, that's all they had to do. They just had to obey our Lord and untie him. And now Lazarus is back again. And they all have a nice dinner together. And it's just like the good old times for at least a while. Our Lord works this beautiful miracle for his friend, but for us too, centuries later, who are his friends, so that we will believe in his divinity. Now, I'm thinking about the little flower. You see, those people, they just saw a death and a corpse that was stinky. But our Lord saw his friend who was only sleeping, and the miracle that was going to happen. St. Teresa had this great grace, children. This is the reason why she would get along very well with everybody with whom she lived, the sisters in the convent, for the 9 years of her life when she was a cloistered nun. She didn't see the sisters as, well, this one is fat, this one is awfully slow doing her work, or this one is mean to me all the time, or this one makes noise in the chapel and drives me crazy. She didn't see them that way. And then there were some sisters who were mentally ill, even, and who no one could tolerate because what they did was just crazy. She didn't see them that way. How did she see them? She saw Jesus inside of them, just as Jesus saw Lazarus, his friend, just sleeping in the tomb. And sometimes she could bring them forth almost miraculously. St. Teresa could. How? By being like Jesus towards them, by being kind, and by being forgiving. Sometimes she just had to give a smile. Sometimes it was very, very hard. Remember how she had charge for many years of that sister St. Pierre, and she was an old sister, and her eyesight wasn't good. And she, once it got dark at night, she couldn't find her way to the dining room, the refectory, all by herself because they didn't have electric light back then. And so it was her job as the youngest nun to help this old, old sister get to her dinner at night. Well, it was a very hard thing to do because everything had to be done in a specific way. She had to carry the stool for the sister, and then she kind of guided her, walked behind her, actually held on to her belt. And if she went too fast or if she went too slowly, the old sister complained, and she would holler at her and things like that, and it was always a big to-do every night when she took the old sister to supper. She never complained. She was always very sweet. And when she would sit her down in her place to have her supper, she gave her the nicest smile. And then she saw, it wasn't even her job, but she saw it, that this old sister had trouble with her bread. Probably she didn't have any teeth and she had to break her bread up. And sometimes the bread was stale. And it was sort of like a roll or a bun sometimes. And she couldn't break it anymore. It was too stale. And so without being asked, with a sweet smile, and without making a big fuss, just kind of very quietly on the side, she would break up the old sister's bread so she could eat it easily. Do you see? That's an example of charity. Why did she act that way? She saw on the inside of this crotchety, grumbly, mean old nun, she saw on the inside Jesus. She saw our Lord. And she saw our Lord really as a little child. You know what they say, children? If you have a hard time getting along with people, imagine to yourself that this person is just a little baby in a diaper. Or imagine it's a very, very old person in a bed that you're helping to take care of. And that's easier to deal with some people to think of them that way. It's not always what you see. The people saw Lazarus dead in the tomb and stinky. But he wasn't. He was just sleeping, our Lord says. And if we see our Lord in others, there's a kind of a resurrection that takes place. Don't see someone, maybe someone is tired and is grumbly, or someone who has had a lot of problems in life, and that person might be very disrespectful and very thoughtless, or might be a liar, or might twist all of the words that you say. Whatever it is, always try to just see Jesus there. St. Teresa knew that sometimes, regardless of her best efforts, that old nun would get angry at her, and sometimes she would sit down next to nuns when they had their recreation time together to play and talk and things. Well, she knew that if she said anything at all, they would just use it against her. Did that stop her? No, not at all. She was still very charitable. Why? Because she said, I'm not doing this for that sister. And I realize that sometimes, no matter how hard I try, I still won't succeed. But I won't get angry at myself or at her, and I won't get impatient, and I won't give up. Why? I'm doing it for our Lord. I want to make our Lord smile. I'm loving this nun with our Lord's love. I'm seeing her in a different way because I'm seeing Jesus, really. That's one of her secrets. Oh, last of all, in the epistle, it's a great prophet of Mount Carmel. Remember, we're all honorary Carmelites, and St. Teresa's our Carmelite saint with our brown scapular. Well, Elias, the prophet of Mount Carmel, he brings to life a little child who had died. And how does he do it? He measures himself over the child three times, and then the child comes back to life. Our Lord died on the cross after three hours. An hour, you might say, he took our measure on himself. He was the criminal and the sinner with our crimes and our sins. But when our Lord brought that child back to life, that could make us think about how our Lord could bring you and me back to being spiritual children. Remember Father told us that on Sunday about spiritual childhood? We never want to grow up in a bad way. We always want to be God's loving children. So if we need a miracle, let's ask the little flower to give it to us before Lent is over, just 2 weeks left. And if we're having a hard time seeing others, if others seem to us particularly stinky some days, let's not see or smell that. Let's try to see instead our Lord. He's on the inside, and we're doing it out of the love of him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.